DJ, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Don't do it so far.
I hope San Diego's treating you quite well. The weather out there nice.
Yeah, well, definitely is. Every single day.
Well, listen, I'm glad that we're going to be limited with time here in just a couple of minutes, but I do appreciate you calling me back, and we appreciate you coming on. Let's talk some Alabama football. As we look back, and, you know, I was watching it this weekend, the Georgia game. Mm-hmm. DJ, how did you get that high off the ground?
Drilling pumping, just ready to play, and, you know, wanted to bring my team back. You know, just being excited out there, being passionate about it, you know? And just bring that passion for the game out there.
Right. And so that motivated your team, because your team at that point took over the football game and just said, hey, we're going to run the football and make Georgia like it.
You know, that was the idea, you know, being a physical team, man. That's what you got to be. You got to be able to define your team. Like, what is your team going to be? You know, be able to go out there, third and long, convert, run the ball on second down. You know, you got to be able to do it.
DJ, I want to go back to the national championship game, because I look at the line of scrimmage on both the offense and the defensive side. Do you feel like that you dominated Notre Dame? Or let me just say this. When looking at the tape, did you go into that game knowing that you could dominate the line of scrimmage the way that you guys did?
No, I mean, we don't never underestimate our opponent, you know. That's the main thing. Never do that. You know, we wouldn't know. With a good mindset of playing hard, you know, that's the main thing. The main thing for us is playing as a team and stuff, you know.
Right, absolutely. And DJ, I want to go back and talk about this offensive line. What does it make you, or how does it make you feel, to be labeled as the best offensive line ever in college football? That's what the label was on this past year's team.
I mean that feels great, but you know. But it felt great about it. You know, we put up a good amount of points and a good amount of rushing yards for our running back. And, you know, we had a great offensive coordinator, great coach. And they pushed us hard. You know, that's the main thing. They pushed us hard as a unit. And they wanted us to be better, so we did. Shut us to the plate.
DJ, what's been the biggest shock in OTAs in the National Football League? What's been hard for you to adjust to?
Right now, just adjusting to the system, just to meet set lines, you know, being able to learn how to say different footwork now. It's all footwork now. Everything's all footwork and fundamentals.
Dwight Freeney, you think he'll help that, getting you ready for NFL rush guys in the NFL?
Yeah, he's a great guy. No, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league, and you know, going against him will really help me get a whole lot better.
Now, as we look at San Diego, you got some Bama guys there with you. Does that help you make that transition a little easier?
I mean, it does. You know, they show me love in there and really, really been like a mentor to me and just help me be a better player and be humble.
DJ, going back to your playing days here, when you came out of Lower Alabama, you went to the University of Alabama. Did you ever think that you could be this high of a draft selection?
Man, it crossed my mind a couple of times, but my main thing at that point was really focused on school right now, school and ball, you know. I mean, I didn't really think about it. It was more of a dream to come true, and it did.
How much does faith play a role in your life? Because I watch you on Twitter, and I watch your scripture comments, and I'm inspired by your Twitter page.
Thanks a lot. You know, God brought me from a long way. You know, coming sleep in your car one day to a kid that's in high school trying to make it. You know, I've been through a lot with now, my family, and we came through a lot of adversity.
So now hold on. I have not heard the story, but you slept in a car, and then, I mean, you're writing a book right here before our eyes. I mean, was that motivation to play as hard as you do currently?
I mean, it does, man. Every day I'm out there, I see it as an opportunity to get better. being able to show people, you know, that I can play this game. And that's amazing. That motivation, that motivated me every single day because I don't want to go back to that type of lifestyle. That's why you're going to hate lazy. You're going to hate being lazy on some days.
Well, DJ, no doubt you're going to have the right mindset. Let me ask you your predictions on this upcoming year for Alabama. Do you think they can three-peat?
I believe they can. They have the tools to do it. And I believe they can do it, you know, go out there and play hard. As long as they play hard like they've been doing for the last couple of years, they got it.
If they don't three-peat, what will be the reason? Why?
I mean, should not be a reason. You know, if they don't, they still will be the best team in the country to me, always.
DJ Fluker, is Nick Saban the best coach in college football?
Yes, sir, he is. He's probably one of the toughest coaches, too. But he's one of the coaches that, you know, take time with you, make sure you do the little things right, and that's what matters to him. And he pushes you to be the best. So it's kind of hard sometimes, but he will show you some love every now and then.
We're talking with DJ Fluker from the San Diego Chargers, a member of the Crimson Tide family, no doubt a very special player to many of us here in Tuscaloosa just because of the attitude he faced the media every single day. I want to go back to Nick Saban just for a couple of minutes. In your opinion, is that attention to detail what makes him such a special football coach?
Yeah, it does. I mean, Coach Saban wants you to be the best, you know. He always tells us, do the little things right. Try to make sure you do every detail of your game to perfect that game. You know, he always tells us there's no I in team, but there is an I in win. You know, and that's what each individual to do their job to the best of their ability. And every time we hear that speech, we know that we're all accountable for what we do. And that makes your team a whole lot stronger, a whole better unit, because now we all motivated. We are all on that same page. And that makes him a great coach for that, because he keeps us motivated every single day of practice, every single game day.
DJ Fluker, did Coach Saban teach you how to dress? Because no doubt, on NFL draft day, you were the best-dressed player in New York City. You agree with that?
I agree. You know, Coach Saban's a sharp guy. You know, trying to be like him one day.